And right now, this is always a dicey proposition, but we are going to call Ed Carter's sports hotline. This is a guy who still does the Dial It Up sports hotline, and he has comments and commentaries and updates on whatever he's interested in. He runs it somewhere out of his home in East Texas. Let's go ahead and dial up Ed Carter's sports hotline.
We're sure it's still active.
One of these days it won't be, but as far as we know, it's still active.
With your sports break for March 1st, year of our Lord, 2018.
It's updated.
Nope.
I'm Ed Carter.
You never edit these things.
Well, the Olympic Games are over and done with, and for the life of me, I don't know why we're allowing the Olympics to be in Korea. We shouldn't allow the games to be held in any country that's not right here in the greatest country of all time.
Doesn't make sense.
The United States
World
of the
games.
USA. Pyeongchang, give me a break.
What?
What, was Shreveport not available? Why couldn't we have it right here? Didn't we go to war in Korea about 60 years ago? Now, I know what you are thinking. Ed, isn't it time we forgive and forget all past conflicts? But shouldn't the Olympics emphasize our commonalities? Yes. And here's a commonality between Korea and America. The only good part of a country is in the South.
Oh, jeez.
In intramural shuffleboard.
No way.
In gun buying news.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday afternoon, my grandson went down to a big box store to try to buy his graduation AR-15 and was turned away. They said they ain't selling them no more to people under the age of 21. This is the big companies caving in to Obama.
Obama? He's not in office anymore.
Now, I've come to agree that we should have an open, honest, nuanced discussion of sensible solutions to the proliferation of assault-style weapons.
Okay.
So in an effort to wade into that discussion, how about I come down there to that corporate headquarters and put a size 11 Lou Casey boot up that guy's mud chamber that refused to sell to my grandson?
That sounds violent.
Hey, Mr. Corporate Big Box Manager, you can issue your counterpoint to my argument to whoever calls the ambulance for you.
Jeez.
In South African occupational therapy.
What?
He won't get to it.
In Olympic coverage.
God, back to the Olympics.
I watched that Johnny Weir for day after day, and I got one question for you. What in the hell's the world coming to? He may be good and entertaining to them Northeast libs, but to my mind, he's fruitier than a smucker's end cap at the Piggly Wiggly. You can't tell me they couldn't find anyone other than Liberace's grandson to cover figure skating in NFL cross-stitching. Back to Olympics.
Yeah.
Some of these events is just bull excrement to old Ed. I'm glad to see the U.S. took gold in that fake sport of so-called curling. What the hell is that? The only curling I do is with some 16-ounce Keystone tall boys. Curl them every Friday or Saturday night, and I do keep them on ice.
Okay.
Back to in NFL, I hear old Dez Bryant don't want to take no pay cut.
Oh, no.
Dez, I got some advice for you. Look at your teammate, Cole Beasley. Now, there's a real receiver. He don't have to bitch or throw up any X. And most importantly, He's white as the driven snow.
Oh, man. What?
As far as his off-field record is concerned.
Oh, okay. He saved it.
Barely.
Well, your sports break got me in court.
Okay. All right. The opinions are his own.
Not sure what we get out of calling that
not
anymore.
Much. From deep East Texas.